that I die. This will be the day that I die. Oh, and there we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss America. I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. As tech titans seemingly jump at the chance for a one-on-one with President-elect Donald Trump ahead of his return to the White House, there's word that ABC News has struck an out-of-court settlement with the incoming president over a defamation lawsuit. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
ABC News agreed to give $15 million to Donald Trump's presidential library project to settle a lawsuit filed by the president-elect. Trump had sued the network and George Stephanopoulos for defamation after the anchor incorrectly stated on air that Trump had been found liable for rape. ABC has also agreed to post online a note of regret.
Former California Congressman Devin Nunes, who now runs the president-elect's Truth Social platform, will be joining the administration. The transition team says he will lead a presidential intelligence advisory board. CBS's Nicole Killian has more on efforts to fill and ultimately confirm key cabinet picks.
With just over a month until taking office, several of Trump's cabinet selections remain under scrutiny. That includes health pick Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose advisors submitted a petition to the FDA to revoke approval of the polio vaccine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a polio survivor, warned the prospective designee, who will be on Capitol Hill next week, to steer clear of such views, calling them dangerous.
President Biden spoke with South Korea's acting president following the impeachment of its president. assuring the alliance between Washington and Seoul will remain strong. Back here in Northern California, downed trees are having a date with the mulcher. This after a tornado barreled through Scotts Valley just north of Santa Cruz. Bonnie Burrow does deliveries in the area and offered an executive summary.
Whoa! And I heard cars were flipped up in the Safeway parking lot, and that's where I parked waiting for a delivery. So I had just got out in the nick of time.
There are new calls for legislation to address the use of drones as the number of suspected sightings keeps on growing in at least seven states. CBS New York's Christy Kalishian.
Patience is growing thin among New Jersey lawmakers and law enforcement who've been seeing and hearing reports about large low-flying aircrafts spotted since November and have gotten little answers from the feds who say they don't belong to the U.S. government but are no threat.
Two-way star Travis Hunter of Colorado has won the Heisman Trophy. The star cornerback slash receiver is just the second Colorado player to win college football's top prize. Boise State running back Ashton Gentry was the runner-up this go-round. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200 to $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Love on the Run.
Today is about meeting people in real life.
Steve Cole founded a New York City dating app that includes a run club.
We try to connect you with people who spend their time doing the same thing in the same place.
Looking for love and a good workout.
It's really nice to get to meet people who, even if they're not like your person, they share the same goal of dating in New York.
Clinical psychologist Sabrina Romanoff says some new ideas are emerging.
There can be hours and hours spent messaging people and getting very little back. So people feel like they're not getting all the investment that they're putting into these apps.
Steve Kathan, CBS News, New York.
It was a hip replacement that Nancy Pelosi needed after being hospitalized during a trip to Luxembourg. The surgery, which her office says was successful, happened at an army base in Germany. The 84-year-old was there as part of a congressional delegation to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Areas of rain tonight, a low in the upper 30s, and a brisk wind at times. For tomorrow, showers wrap up in the morning, cloudy with some foggy areas into the early afternoon. Highs in the low 40s. Mostly cloudy, even warmer Monday, high upper 40s. It's 39 right now.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Notice them until I got this meaning that
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah,
I'm a believer.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Get a relaxation.
All on the nighttime.
It's a time to brew.
All time to brew.
thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. They have a bump tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a little acceleration.
Now.
to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you
is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
tell me your name. Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
Baby, I don't know. Is back my lucky stars. But you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The anticipation of having a clean slate or a relationship reset with President-elect Donald Trump, which has been rolling through Silicon Valley, is expanding to broadcast journalism. ABC News has agreed to pay the Trump Presidential Library about $15 million as part of a settlement over its on-air mischaracterizations of Trump's trial with writer E. Jean Carroll. CBS's Allison Novello.
As part of the settlement, ABC News will publish an editor's note correcting the statements that were made, and they will also pay $1 million to cover Trump's legal fees. And we have reached out to Trump's transition team, but we have not heard a reply on this issue.
In California, several people were injured when a tornado barreled through Scotts Valley about 30 miles south of San Jose. Windshield wipers were put to the test. Fire officials say there are reports of downed trees and power lines. Nearly two dozen cars were damaged as well. A U.S. Army installation in Georgia was locked down for a time after a person was shot and killed in what base authorities says is an isolated incident. One person is in custody. Major General Ryan Janovic from Fort Eisenhower near Augusta.
The safety and well-being of our communities